Welcome to the Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm Dallas County News Director Dustin Taze, and this is our conversation with ACGC Vocal Director Kelsey Moran.
So ACGC will have an upcoming production. Can you just go into a little bit of the details about what it is, you know, what the dates are going to be for that as well?
Sure. So we decided to do a production called Godspell this year. It is a show about Jesus and his life and friendship with his disciples. And it's kind of like the Gospel of Matthew, except like in super hippie, weird, not like a comedy, but it's just weird and quirky and really dives into the friendship that he had with the people while he was here on Earth. It's a smaller size show. We only have 10 cast members and the music is awesome. A lot of fun, but each song is kind of its own genre of its own. And we are excited that opening night is Friday night and we're running Friday night and Saturday night at 7 o'clock and then Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock.
What's kind of the specifics on that, you know, where's it going to be held at and what kind of restrictions are going to be in place, you know, as we're continuing to go through the pandemic?
Sure. So it'll be in our high school auditorium here at ACGC High School and just $5 at the door. And please wear a mask and come in and sit anywhere and enjoy the show.
As schools have continued to change how they do things, whether that was with speech competitions or musicals, how is preparing for this production different this year? And what were some of the difficulties of trying to practice for that?
I think the decision to move it to the spring semester was our best decision. It was a good move because back in the fall, things were still so up in the air. Quarantining kids was a huge issue in October, and I just felt like there was hope in having more guidelines or more of like a routine in place by the time we tried to do it this spring. So definitely, I've never directed a show in the spring. I know the kids have not done a show in the spring. So just the fact that that was a change was different. I kind of feel like we approached it as everyone take care of yourself. Don't get sick. If you are sick, try to like get that out of the way, you know, not the week of the show, right? But that's kind of like with any show that we do. And really, I feel like things have pretty much gotten back to normal as far as activities go for our school, which is really awesome too.
Now, you know, what would you want to say to the kids as they've kind of navigated their way through something that they've never experienced before, much like no one's really experienced it, especially for this production, you know, practicing and getting ready for this, you know, what would you want to say to what they've done?
It's awesome what they've done. My cast are varsity track and soccer, and them balancing all the activities that they're in right now. Definitely their commitment to the show, they have to shoulder a lot because they are the main characters as well as the ensemble. They're in every song. They have parts in every song. They dance every song. And so it was really like a cohesive deal of they stepped up and they were willing to put in the time and the work. And kudos to them. Hats off to them. This weekend is going to showcase their talent and all of the things that they've been working on for the last 3 months.
Now, I know we kind of talked about the premise of what the production is, but what should people expect as they come into the auditorium and they sit down and they get ready to watch this production? You know, what kinds of things should they expect?
Fun, good music, a great show, a great story. And I think, if anything, it gives us a little bit of hope because this is like our first kind of big thing that we get to do. And here it is, the end of the school year. So it's like we're going out with a bang this year.
And, you know, you kind of mentioned that this is a production that was, you know, kind of slated to take place last fall, which during the pandemic was, you know, nixed and decided it wasn't going to do that. You know, how does it feel to be able to, you know, for you personally, that while it might not be in the right place, you know, you're still able to come back and do this?
Absolutely. It feels great. I know this has been one of the hardest years that I have ever had as a teacher. And the fact that we are able to do it, that we are going to do it well, and that we've had such a blast working on it and putting it together. It's almost like a triumphant like scene at the end of a movie where, you know, it's going to be a happy ending. And that's kind of how I feel, like we finally get our happy ending this year.
And, you know, you just kind of mentioned that a little bit. It's been one of your toughest years as a teacher. You know, throughout this pandemic, what have been some of those most difficult things, you know, as it relates to, you know, doing productions or, you know, vocals or anything like that? You know, what has been those most difficult things for you to try to adjust?
I think not being allowed to do, honestly, anything normally. So the concerts we have had, they've been in the gym. We've masked all of our singers and all of our band members. Even being masked as a director is weird. We haven't been able to have any of our Allstate festivals. I had a vocalist selected this fall, and he wasn't able to go experience that. I had Allstaters for both individual and large group speech, but the festivals were canceled, so we couldn't let them go experience that. Honor choirs were canceled. Well, even speech contests, we decided to just host our own here, so we did not go watch any other schools perform. It just kind of felt very secluded, and it's really, really hard to continue to be excited and be pumped up when it's like these kids are working so, so hard for these achievements, and then they get there, but there's nothing to celebrate them. You know, there's nothing going on because they're all canceled, or they went online, or a virtual thing. That's just weird. And it's just been so hard. It's so disappointing.
Now, is there anything else about Godspell and the upcoming production for these next 3 days starting Friday that you want to talk about or mention?
We're at the point where we need an audience, and we're excited to share our story with everyone else.
And that was our conversation with ACGC vocal director Kelsey Moran. You can find this story online at raccoonvalleyradio.com. We would like to thank Kelsey for joining us on the Let's Talk Guthrie County program.